10 minutes chassidus tonight, I'd like to do with you something from the Chalban. A lot of what I'm going to say tonight is based on the Torah of the Chalban. The Chalban is a very special person that I've seen from a distance a few times. He's actually a Chalban. Chalban means a milkman. He works in a milk factory, and he was known for years as being someone who is a tremendous individual to go for brachos and so on. And he started saying Shiurim in Kabbalah, and his svarim have become very popular. It's not a complicated Kabbalah, but it's one that's also built for the masses. So in Elul, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined as Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, which is the ultimate expression of connection to another individual. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. So obviously the Avoda of Elul is all about fostering that connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we know that idea of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Dveikus, the Chazal, you know, this is a Chazal that all of us know, but I don't know if we think about the implication of it in terms of understanding in the Yesodos, in Avodas Hashem, even in Chassidus and in Kabbalah. But the Gemara we all know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, the Pasuk Zekeli Vanveu, Anivuhu, Mahu Racham V'chan, Afato Racham V'chanim. So the way in which we develop a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that is described as Mahu Afato. And in fact, we have in Sefer Dvarim, where we have the expression of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, Rashi points the Maimar Chazal on the Pasuk of Dveikus. How can you be Dveik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there are two different Mamari Chazal. One Mamari Chazal say to be Davik to Talmid Chacham, and the other says that we're Davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by imitating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Rav Soloveitchik described as imitatio dei, as imitating the ways of Hashem. So an absolutely critical component of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, if you will, the Chalban emphasizes this, and you don't need the Chalban to say this, it's Pashut, that the Derech L'Dveikus of Elokus is through Mahu Afata. And that means that the Elul is a time for us to really spend a little bit of time understanding this, of how Mahu Afata, how does that work? We could ask a very, very basic question. If we were talking about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I would have thought that in fact, at first glance, you know, these are Yemei Tefillah, Yemei Ratzon, Slichus, and so on. What we're saying already tonight, in its simplest form, sometimes the simplest things are the biggest chidushim. The most simple yisod is a tremendous chidush over here, that the real avod of Elul is mahu afatah. That's really the avod of Elul. The tefillah is a totsah, is a result of mahu afatah. But our avod is mahu afatah. But then the question becomes, how do we understand this critical component of mahu afatah to be davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zekeli vanviya, anivahu, that I and HaKadosh Baruch Hu become a couple, that we become one, there's this romantic relationship of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. If anything, I would think, you know, we learn in the Kol El Gemara, we go to Shul and we daven. So then in such a case, I understand that that's going to create Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Mahu Afata? Mahu Afata means HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us how we're supposed to act. But Dveikus, to define Dveikus that way, Meichi Teisi, that this is the definition of Dveikus. So to address that question, I want to even sharpen it with one more quote. This is a striking quote from Rav Kook Zatzal. Rav Kook wrote the following: E efsher lihinotzel mishemetz shel avodah zarah. A person cannot save himself from a little bit of avodah zarah, ki im al yidei hashinun shehadveikus shel v'atem advekim asher lachem keichem chaim kulchem ayom, he hadveikus b'midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to be davek in the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Kook even heightens the point. He doesn't only talk about it in the context of Elul, but what Rav Kook is saying over here is that if there isn't dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the midos. Now, by the way, these midos are also part of the spheros. For example, there's one of the spheros, of the 10 spheros, is chesed. So in the process of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the hispashtus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which we're going to touch on in a moment from the Zohar, that comes about through, what does that come about through? That comes about somehow, magically, being connected to these midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow create the veikus, to the point, says Rav Kook, that if a person doesn't, there's a shemetz al avodah zarah. Shemetz al avodah zarah. So, number one, how does it create tzarech hezber? It's not tzarech im, it's tzarech hezber. Tzarech hezber, how does this deveikus create v'ani l'dodi v'dodi li? And what is Rav Kook Zatzal driving at when he says that without it, that a person would have chas v'chalila, a shemetz of avodah zarah? So here, on a certain level, this is a basic introduction to the Yisod HaSviris. The Zohar in Pinchas, Daf Reish Nun Zayin Amabez. Now, in no way do I claim to understand Zohar, be a Baki in Zohar. I'm really here following in the footsteps of the Chalban. But these are Dvarim that are so poshut, people hear about Sviros, about the different Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not an introductory class, it's 10 minute chassidus. We're not going to be able to do too much. But just to have a basic sense of how they work, let's listen to the Lashon of the Zohar. The Zohar writes, Reish Nun Zayin Amud Beis in Pinchas, Ki gavna da bar nishmasa b'diyukna delay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the neshama from diyukna delay. In the Lashon of many of the Mekubalim, the neshama is a chelek elokami mal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to oversimplify what the Zohar is saying over here, the guf corresponds to the neshama. Of hachi bara alma. That's the same part, the parallel in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. Kodem bara de bara alma, a bara brian delay. Leman iskri rachum lechano dayin. All of these names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Rachum, Chanun, and Dayin, didn't exist. Elakol Shimon Delay Inun Kinuyim. All of these names are the Kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Shem Brian Da Alma. In other words, it is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Rachum, Chanun. All of these things are the expression of Kudsha Brichu. Continues the Zohar. Ki gavnan de sefiroin de kol sfira islay shem yidiya umeida ugvul tchum. Bi ilan shimon mara alma iu ispashet. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out the world. V'imloich behind. V'iskari behind. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called through it. V'iskase behind. And he's dressed in it. V'don behind ki nishmasa legabe varim de gufa. Like the relationship between the neshama and the guf, the spheros are the malbush. The guf is the malbush of the neshama. The spheros are the malbush of kudsha brichu. So it's a very beautiful, simple explanation here from the Zohar. We need our rabbeim to point us to which Zohar is to understand the basics, because Zohar doesn't go from basic to advanced. But with good rabbeim, then we could follow along. So this is a yisod gadol in terms of how the spheros work. Im kainim advarim. So now what we're beginning to see is the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabesh in these midos of Rachum v'Chanun. And when a person during Elul is osek in understanding what it means the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is osek in the midas hachesed, that matter being osek b'maisa rachamim, and as well as thinking about what does it mean chesed, but that his askus creates the ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Says the Chalban very beautifully, I'm reading from page Lamed Aleph in Chodesh Elul, in his Sefer on Chodesh Elul in Tishrei. V'yisod ha'inyan hu Sha'adam Naitse Bahakabala El Midas El Yonos, Vahainu Shekimosha Midos Hein Bechinas Arvikli. So the Midos are the Arvikli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Neshama, let's take what the Chalban is doing, is he's making a Lomdisha reading on the Zayat. He's saying like this. He's saying the Neshama is the Chelek Elokam Mimal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are that Hispashtus. The way in which we become one with Kudsha Brichu is V'nishmasu Yibchinas Arsha B'socha Pnima V'kach Kisha Adam Oise B'gufo Chasadim Gufo Nase Dome L'midos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then his guf is Nase Dome L'midos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It becomes the same synthesis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malbush with the Or Ein Soif. So too, with his maisim of chasadim and even rachamim, and his esaskus, learning about it and thinking about it, then he becomes one with that ein self, the ein self through his neshama. So this is the yisod gadol that I want to leave you with for El. Yisod gadol that I want to leave you with is this idea that at the end of the day, Elul is the zman for a person to be spending a lot of time thinking about these basic midos and these basic spheros. And without it, a person can miss the essence of what his avoda is all about. Because if the bechina of Elul is anila dodi v'dodi li, is dveikus with kutsha brichu, it's not only about a person having charota al avar and kabbalah al asad, for sure. That's the avoida of tshuva. But that avoida of tshuva is something that starts, that initiates a process in which the person becomes mechuber to the kedusha of Ein Saif, of Kudsha Brichu. And therefore, in very practical terms, that means that every single one of us has to ask how they are living mahu af ato. Because if a person is not living this bechina of mahu af ato, then the ani ledodi v'dodi li is going to be lost. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal pointed out that when it comes to the vidui, the Rambam says the ikur vidui that a person does on Yom HaKippurim is he doesn't focus on his maisim. He focuses on his core, who he is. And that's why, as we spoke about last week, the ani ledodi v'dodi li relationship is so critical with Kudsha Brich Hu. The nechama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us from the Shiva de Nechamta is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I will never be separated from you. And the moment we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be separated from us is the moment in which a person is ready for the avoda of tshuva, where he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karov. Dirshu Hashem, he has that sense that he's karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, biyoso karov. He can only go about changing his maisim, his actions, if he has that sense of iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that sense of iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined by the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabesh ba'olam. And that is through rachum and chanun. Those are the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the malbush of the Ein Sof of Kudsha Brich Hu. And if a person doesn't tap into that malbush, so then in such a case, the person could very well be missing the essence of the avoda of Dveikus with Kudsha Brich Hu. And that's the essence of the avoda of Elul. And again, in practical terms, I'm mevakesh from all of us to spend some time to think about how we're going to grow in this Chodesh Elul on those from those spheros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat of what Rav Kook is saying. Without it, there's a shemetz shel avodah zarah. Because if a person doesn't tap into those special midos of Kudsha Brich Hu, then ultimately the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be entirely lost, and his maisim could chas v'chalila be disparate from his neshama.